Charmaine Broughton on the phone. Of course, you are the host of In Char's Kitchen. You are also the author of a brand new cookbook, which we will get to. You are a TV chef extraordinaire. And we've got two big days back to back, Char. First being Super Sunday and snacks. We want to keep it on the healthy side. What recipe do you have for us?
So this is my buffalo chicken pizza. So it's almost like a pizza meeting a basket of hot wings. So what you're going to do, what I like to do, is I like to buy the pre-made rotisserie chicken just to save me a step in the kitchen. I take it off the bones, chop it up, and toss it with a little bit of hot sauce. Then I like to use pitas, so then each person can get their own pizza. And you're going to stir together a little bit of barbecue sauce and pizza sauce, lather that on the pitas, top it with some cheese and your chicken that's been tossed with hot sauce. Get that on into the oven. Then when it comes out, you're going to garnish each pizza with thinly sliced carrots and celery. So it's that whole take on a basket of wings, you know, with your carrot and celery sticks meeting a pizza. Then, it's not over yet, then we're going to drizzle each pizza with my homemade dilly ranch dressing. They are so delicious. They hit the spot. They're fresh and juicy, and it's perfect for game day munching.
That's fantastic. Where can people get that recipe, Char?
Yep. So you can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com, for that recipe and the next recipe that we are going to be chatting about.
And it's definitely a day that's on a lot of people's minds. Not so much a bachelor like me, but Valentine's Day is Monday.
It is. Well, you know, this is a recipe perhaps maybe that you could whip up for yourself. It's so delicious. This is the red wine pasta. Now, this pasta, this recipe actually you can get at italpasta.com. It's so delicious. And what you're going to do is you're going to parboil some of their spaghetti just for about 4 minutes. And then you're going to drain it. Then you're going to put half a bottle of red wine into a pot, bring it up to a boil, and finish cooking the pasta in the red wine.
That's my kind of cooking.
I know. It's absolutely delicious. And the pasta will absorb the red wine. So it actually, it like turns the color of Valentine's Day more or less. And while the pasta is finishing cooking in the red wine, you're going to toast up some breadcrumbs and some olive oil, a little bit of garlic and chili flakes, and then toss the toasted breadcrumbs with the pasta that's been infused with the red wine. I like to finish mine with a handful of fresh herbs like parsley and some basil, and I like to do a crumble of goat cheese and, of course, some good quality parm. And it's just a delicious, economical recipe that you can prepare for your Valentine. And, you know, using those pantry staple items, which I'm all about, whether it's Valentine's Day or, you know, a random Wednesday in February.
Absolutely. Charmaine Broughton on the phone. You are a TV chef extraordinaire. Where can people get that Valentine's Day recipe if they so want to make it?
Well, I'll have a link up on my website, but you can also go to italpasta.com for that red wine pasta.
Awesome. Now, some big news is you have a cookbook coming out.
I do. It should be out within the next month. I'm so excited. There was a little bit of a delay because of COVID, but the folks in your area can find it at Fanfare Books at 92 Ontario Street. So they will be carrying the book, and it will be there in the next month. I'm so excited for the folks in Stratford to get their hands on it and cook from it and get those pages, you know, sticky and dirty and splattered with sauce and, you know, recreate the delicious and doable recipes. That's the name of my book, Delicious and Doable, for themselves and their family.
Perfect. And are these recipes that you've made over the years?
They have, yeah. So I've had like a loose manuscript for this book for about 10 years. They're all original recipes that I have developed. For those of the listeners who don't know, I've been in the food industry for almost 30 years. I've had a great career working from, you know, the hotel kitchens to upscale restaurants in Toronto to recipe testing and development. I've taught at cooking at cooking schools. So just almost 30 years of eating and cooking into about 200 pages.
And you forgot to mention while you're listing off all your food accomplishments, serving the people of Bracebridge chocolate sandwiches on a rainy day.
That was so much fun. Do we have time to share the story?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so when Kev used to broadcast from our local station here in Bracebridge, one day I went in and I helped you co-host, but with me I brought my griddle and I made my grilled chocolate sandwiches, which is another recipe that's up on my site, and it's in the book, and it's perfect for Valentine's Day. And I whipped these grilled chocolate sandwiches up in studio, and then I went out on the street and handed them out to people driving by.
It was a delightful day. It was a great start to the day.
That was so much fun. I miss seeing you in person, Kev. And no, that was an absolute fantastic day, one that will stay with me forever.
Awesome, Char. If people want your recipe or if they want to see where they can get your book, they might have missed it in the interview, give me your socials and your website.
Yeah, so you can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com. All my socials are linked up to my website. And again, the folks of Stratford can find my book at Fanfare Books at 92 Ontario Street. It will be there by mid-March at the latest. So I think I'm going to be doing a book signing too. So I'm looking forward to meeting many folks in Stratford.